Monday, the 14th of January, Zion Shvat, Rabbi Simcha Cook, Kiha Odom, 8 Hasodeh.
I'm happy to be here again and to see how people are coming, sitting and learning. We are going to talk about the issue of Kiha Odom, 8 Hasodeh. This aloha is written in the Torah at a time that we are going to start a fight against the city, to want to conquer the city, and it's not easy to do it. So there is many different ways. We're not allowed to cut trees, fruit trees, because of a reason that we're to suffer them. That we see all around, they are going to cut the trees, it become weak. They are said that they are going to destroy the city later, like they destroyed the trees. We are not allowed to live for that reason, we are not allowed. Of course, that we are allowed to cut trees if it's pikuach nefesh. Let's say today, in Shomron, people are going by car, and behind the trees, a terror people could stay and to shot. And that is not pikuach nefesh. We are allowed to come to cut the trees, of course. But to be metzayah the city is not enough reason to be to cut the fruit trees. And the Moed Moses, the Torah Moses, ki ho'odom eis asod. Need to say that there is few different things that the person, Ahid, is similar to eis asod. One is what could be the partnership, the Shaykhes between Odom and between Eitz HaSodeh. What is it? And because it's now coming Chamishos HaBishvat, the next week in Yitz Hashem, and Chamishos HaBishvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilom HaSed, in Mishnah, in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Chamishos HaBishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilom Ketiveh Beit Shammai, and Beisilem, Beit Shammai is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beisilem is Chamishos HaBishvat. What are we going to learn from Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh? Now let's start into see. We have two different bochois on the fruit that we are eating. And pre-Eitz, we are making boire pre-Eitz. And vegetable, we are making the bocho boire pre-Adom. What is the rules to decide if that is a tree or a vegetable? So the Gemara in bochois, in Dafnem, we need more few different rules. One, the first is, if you are going to cut a fruit from the tree, the next year you will have the fruit again. It will grow. So this is really it. Vegetable, usually, if you are going to cut the vegetable, the next year you have to plant again, that you will get new tomatoes or new other kind of vegetable, because it's not growing at the same fruit more than one time. So, is given for long years, fruit, you are able to cut the fruit, to eat them, to make a brocho from them, then you are going to say the brocho of boir pri ha'etz, and not boir pri ha'adomo. And the still say, eitz pri ha'etz, eitz pri ha'adomo, ilon ho'oiz ha'peos mishono le'shono, from one year to the other, and even that it's day between the meantime, you couldn't, not the whole year, the fruit tree had fruit on him, but it's coming every year, every season, coming the new fruit for the same tree. This is Nikre Pri Ho'et. And if not, Tzrichim Lezor Oy Bechol Shon, I have to plant it every year again, this is Pri Ha'adom. And that's Roshna Atur in Yilchois Vochois, and that's what it says, Siman Reishim. And now, there is another rule. Tree is written in Tosefte, has to be a high tree, higher than the vegetable, of course. And not only that, they have to be higher and to have a shade, around the roots on the leaves, and everything, a person could stay there to have a knife from the shade of the tree. What could be more different thing about it? If we are going to cut enough of this tree, it would be possible to plant it in the earth and it grow a new one. Usually we are doing it in the vineyards, we are taking the zmoiro, one of the roots of the tree, put it into the earth, could be far away from the tree, and after some short time it will start to grow, and after that we are able to cut the roots that we planted over there, and it will be a new tree. It needs to be trees could bring to other trees. That is one of the clothing, not in every tree will be the same, but many of them, that's the way how to plant new trees. From the first one, could plant without borders, you know, many, many other trees as well. So now we could understand about this rule that we spoke about, that's very connected with the every human being. And the same could be in total life. Later we come to a decision what we could take as is a very important thing for the Torah life, ki ho'odo meitasode, how to learn Torah learning and generations of coming one after the other. Except then we have another thing, what's very, very unique for the trees, not only trees, that would be everything that's growing, everything. It could be growth, could be tree, could be earth, but a bonoi, and a thing that's only the tzoneach had this power. What does it mean? Everything in the world, if you are going to hold something in the hand, I will leave it, you're going down, 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 from up to down. Why? There is Korach HaMashicho, Kadur HaOretz is taking to himself everything from up to down, except that if somebody, let's say, is in the so very high, they don't have the power, gravitation is not going so high. But if it's on the earth, everything in the world is going from up to down. Everything in the world. Except one. One thing don't have the gravitation, and is stronger than the gravitation by itself. How could it be stronger than gravitation? Everything that's growing is growing because of one thing, because of one reason. Because it's stronger than the gravitation, and the if I'm going to plant a tree, the roots are underground, and it's going to bring the minerals, the water, from down to up, to the trees, to the fruit, to the leaves, and that's because that we have food to eat. Without this power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the everything that's growing, that have power enough to be against the gravitation, and not go from up to down, to come from down to up, that is the power of the Tzemiach. Ki ho'odo meis asode. In this view, a person have a yetzer or have a yetzer toiv. They're fighting each other, of course. Lo'elom yag is odom yetzer toiv ala yetzer hor. What if shat yag is to fight against the yetzer or? Because the yetzer wants to take the person to be from up to down, 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 everything, every view of our life, to be a sinner, to be kol lovo shemo'elom, kol lovo toiv shemo'elom. That's the yetzer or. And the answer toiv is going to push a person from down to up, become higher, lemalo, lemalo, takbiya karneinu lemalo, takbiya karneinu lemalo, to go up and up, up, to be up in Torah, to be up in Yir HaShemayim, to be up in Midas Torah, to be up in everything in the world, to be up in Tzedakah, to be up everything in the world, to be up. Ki ho'odo meis asode. Ki ho'odo meis asode, the term for meis asode, that even the whole creation is going from up to down, here we have another possibility to go from down to up and to learn from the Eitz HaSode what we have to be by ourselves, every person, he said. And now, if we are going about the gravitation, the Gemara said, Chagig said, the Gemara is telling Shisho Dvorim Nemu Bivnei Odom, takes details we have in human beings, and three of them, they are similar to Malochim, and three of them are similar to behemoths, to animals. What are the three that are similar to Malochi Ashores? Mehalchin bekoim of gufo, very straight, you know. Like the animal going down on 4 feet, and that's it, not like the person going on 2 feet and going up. What is the union of them? You're talking a lot of that. The reason that a behemoth, the head, and his stomach is in the same level, same height. Because he has the head not to well to not to think too much, not to do anything, you know. Fully stop with that to eat, you know, that's because not higher than the stomach. That is exactly the same. But the person has to know that the head is the head and the stomach is the stomach. It's very important. You have to eat, of course. But the Rikha is, and it's written, Moyach Lev Kovet. Moyach Lev Kovet, Rosh Teves. Moy Melech, Moyach. After that, to think about if you want to do something, you want to learn something, let's discuss this in your brain, in your understanding, later to put in your heart. Yadatem Vashivoiso El Diodato Ayom, Yadato is the Seichel, Vashivoiso El Ovecho, Yashem Elohim Vashomayim Alba Azutasino. Moyach Lev. Kovet, deliver, given the power of the blood and everything, the personality has the possibility to continue his life. This is Melech. If somebody would do the opposite, he would start it whatever he wants, without any, to make it clear by his brain and by his heart, he wants to do what they were doing, he jumped in doing this only to make sins and to be in that way, and they were going to opposite from Kovet, after that the Lev, after that the Moyach is Kalem. Kalem means to destroy it, you know, Kalem. And the Dilom is written that he wait for a second that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be angry with Klal Yisrael, and that will be a good opportunity for him to curse it, Klal Yisrael. And Yodea Da'as Elyon. Da'as Elyon, what is the Da'as Elyon? That he knows how to make a damage, how to destroy Klal Yisrael. That is the Da'as Elyon that he wants. And he waits for 1 second, 1 little second. He's Tosfos and Igmor is there talking about it. What could he say in such so short time? What could he do? He could say one word, Kalem. Kalem is really Kovet, after that the heart, after that the brain. That's not the right way. It has to be Melech. Melech is Moyach Lev Kovet, because the Odom Mehalchim the Koim of Kufa. Because it's meaningful, you know. The head is the tachlis of the life, to go discuss it in our brain, in our thought, to think about very deeply, later, okay, put in your heart, after it, to do it, to produce whatever you want. One of them is Kemalochim. Kemalochim, Malochim are going to call Moskufa. Umisapri Meloshana Koidesh, Malochia Shores, and the same. What is so important, call Moskufa? Digmore said in Sanhedrin, Daf Yuzayin said, Digmore, Ein Moishivim be Sanhedrin, Elo Baalei Koimo. If I had to decide to be a member of the Sanhedrin, in every city we need to have Sanhedrin of Esim Shloisho. In Beis Hamikdash, in Mishkan Sagog, we have Sanhedrin 61, in Akoponim, to have a Sanhedrin, we have to take, to have it, which if you could, you know, to decide the person with the Kohen of Kufo has to be a member Baalei Koimo. It's more than Kufo, it's going to be higher than other people. Why? Because Shetiyeh is also Alabrius. Maybe that the meaningful of this Kohen of Kufo is not only Kohen of Kufo physically, because the Gemara said that Rabbi HaKodesh, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, prized very a lot, you know, Rav Huna. Rav Huna was a very short person. He wasn't so high. So you see, even though that he's short, not so high, he was Meshabeach, Torah, and everything. Maybe that Koimo Skufo and Bale Koimo could be that it means Bale Koimo experience in sense, you know, to be a high person in his spiritual life, you know, he'd be higher than others. But that's what in Koimos Kufo. Koimos Kufo. And if you are talking about Koimos Kufo, say in another Gemara, the Gemara said in Brochois, Kol HaMehalech de Koimos Kufo, Keilu Doichek Rag Meishchino. Why is it Meloi Kol HaOis Kvoidoi? So they're going so high, Bal Gaive, Doichek Rag Meishchino, sent away the Shchino, Wach HaKodesh, we're going so high. It's guided what are you so holding for yourself. So one side, a machine is an Evin and a Bale Koimo. For the other side, we say that to Evich also Lord of Shiala and the Koimos Kufo, the Hekan Yeshino, the Lechol Oetz Kvoido. And it is saying at the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, the mountain that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave on him the Torah was Mount Sinai. And it's very low, high, very low mountain. The other mountains came as well. Har HaKarmel came, and Har Tovel came, and they wanted Torah given on them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them I'm not ready to do it on you. Materazun harim gavmunim. You are too high. Torah water is going from up to down, and Torah is going from up to down. It will be be'anives, be'tzniyes. Not as so wonderful models like that. That because they are so wonderful, because they are so nice, because they are so high, because that is reason not to give Torah on you. For the other side, we say Moshe the Sanhedrin Elo Baal Koimo. So how put together the contradiction between these two rules? What should we do? The Chiddush Harim said, if a person is very low in relation by spiritual view, he couldn't be a honor because he doesn't want to be another. He couldn't be a Baal Gaiva. A Baal Gaiva could be a person that he holds for himself very strong. That I am so and so, I'm wonderful, like learning good, that I'm a better person than others, and I have a lot of money more than others. It could be a Baal Gaiva. And this is Anivis. And he said, that's what he said, the whole koimo, lefonechot ishtachve. To make ishtachvoyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need a Baal Koimo. If somebody don't have a Baal Koimo, he couldn't be mishtachve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyhow, it doesn't make sense. That he is so strong there and everything. Now he's mishtach l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is very wonderful. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. So, Moshe v'Sanhedrin Baalei Koimo, very important. Moshe v'Sanhedrin Baalei Koimo, and it's not contradiction, of course, not at all, to the situation to be an honor of to be tzonua, not to be dochek al mishchino. He's using his high, you know, higher than others to be more anivous from others because of that. Like to be not so balgav, not so hurt for himself so much. The whole koimo said the Chiddush Harim, "Leponechot ishtach hazeh." Leponechot ishtach. And to see how important to know that if a person is really higher than others, has more chiyuvim to be ishtach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than others. Usually, we are davening Shmona Esrei every day. We start our Shmona Esrei with Mishtachvoy Baruch Ato. And after that, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Twice. At the beginning of every Shmona Esrei, three times a day. Later we are coming to Moedim Anachnu Loch, again. Later, Hatoshim Baruch Hanoi Leoidois, again. Later going back three steps, because I couldn't live, I couldn't be staying with davening facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live and to turn our back to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nice, but we're investing a little bit to book again. We picked five times in Shmona Esrei, we have to be mishtachve. Two in the beginning, two in Moedim, two in the end of the tefillah. So we have mishtachvoyot. That is by every regular person of Klal Yisrael. There is one person in Klal Yisrael, one person in one place, that is mechuyev, at the time of Davening Shmona Esrei, to be mishtachve 18 times. According to the Bochet. Every Bochet to be Ishtachboy at the beginning and the end. And that's what Igmoy said. Igmoy said, Igmoy Bochet Daf Lamed Daled, every person is enough Chomesh Kriyois, Koyim Mishtachim, Koyim Vodoy, Chayov Lichroya, with Ishtachboy, Bitchila, Uvesov Kol Bochet Bochet. Every Bochet is saying is Besamid, is she down there? And have to be mispaler, to be mishtaber, Baruch Ato Hashem, and later, Ato Choyinu Ladom Das, Baruch Hashem Choyinu Ladas, to be Chia with Ashtachboyo, twice every Baruch in Shmona Esrei, to be Chia with Ashtachboyo. Why? Because he's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one side, he's serving whole Klal Yisrael, the head of the all Kohanim in the world, he's the head of them, the head of the Avodah Samidosh, and it belongs to him, and Keeper coming into Kodesh HaKodoshim. So because of that, it to be the Anove to be bigger more than any other person except him. So if you are Koimo, if you have such a Koimo, Tishtachave. You have to be Mishtachave more and more than any other person. Because possible that you be come to Cholile to Gaivo, because of that, the opposite. You are more Mishtachave to be in the battle Yosef Tlapia Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we are talking about the rules of trees. What are they? Let me say it again. First, to get the minerals and the water from the roots and to push it up, that's the trees. a person has to be the same. He has to push himself from down to up the whole time. Second, has to be Zok of Koimo, and to use it for Anives and not for Gaiva. Second, we spoke, third, we spoke about shade. Three, have a shade. It means to say, usually you are using this terminology as Choysim Betziloi. We're staying at the Odom Godol, you know, we're close to him, we are happy, everybody's happy to be closer, whatever you could, you know, to stay under his shade, you know, in the cell of this personality, you know. This is Choysim Betziloi, it's a tree. And for the, and the fourth thing, that we could take a part of the tree and to plant it again, and to be a new tree will come later at the same time. We are coming from Eitzim. Eitz, Hayesh Bo Eitzim, said the Torah. At the time they said the Meraglim, the question was, checked exactly Hayesh Bo Eitz. Hayesh Bo Shemogen al Doiroi Ke'et, like a high tree, that he could protect the whole generation that he's living in that time to be the Shomer HaDoyer, to protect the Doyer. Hayesh Bo Eitzim Ayin. While we're using this terminology, we're understanding in the very known more in the beginning of Maseiros Tainis, in Daf Hei Amud Beis, said the Gemara, Moshe LeOdom, Kamitere Rabono Me'adodi, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, used to learn together. Come a time they had to go everybody to his own way. So every time they are going to the Niftom Adade, you are going to this side and to the other side. Everybody asked there, his friend, please bless me. And he said, Libachomo, do a rope, give me a broch. And they asked from each other to bless. And one said the other, the Odom Shel Me'alech Bamidbar, the person is walking in the desert, a hot day, and he don't have water enough, and he's so tired, he's so dirty, he's so hungry, he don't have food to eat, and what to do with himself, he's very afraid, what to do, he needs venture. Baruch Hashem, he saw a high tree, and he's coming into the shade of this tree, and he rested a little bit, so he's not so tired anymore. This tree has sweet fruit. He ate some of the fruits. He's not hungry anymore. And it was Amas HaMayim, a little river going down near the trees, and that gives the life to this tree, and he drank the water, so he's not thirsty. And he said, Ilon Ilon Bamea Vechacho, what could be the God that could bless the tree, the wonderful tree that is helping so much, you know, not tired, not thirsty, not hungry, so wonderful. Said, if sweet fruit, you have it. If water, you have it. If you're shade, you have it. So my bracha will be, Shekol HaYoytzim Imcho Yukamoycho. The other tree they're going to take from you and to plant new trees like you will be exactly like you. That the greatest boy it could be. And they bless each other, your generation, coming from you, Rav Yitzchok and Rav Nachman, will be the same family Chachomim like you. This is Ilon Bamecha. Now we're going to understand exactly what was the issue. Ki ha'odom es asod. Ki ha'odom bemes mamesh es asod. To learn from what they said. But now, let's continue a little bit. We are down three times a day. We are saying, Bo Hashem Elokei Elokei Avraham. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yaakov. Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham. What is Mogen Avraham? Hashem protects Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu passed away. He buried in Maros HaMachpelo. What if Shat Mogen Avraham? What Mogen Avraham? Said the Torah HaKohen HaFurdin. He said, even today, we take a person and to tell him, you know, anyhow, you are very far away from Jewish tradition. You're not, it could be not fasting Yom Kippur, not kosher, nothing. Be converted as a priest. So what are you saying? I'm a Jew, a Jew. Why are you talking to me like that? And many will be ready to give up life and not to be converted or chalila to another belief. Impossible. If you're Muslim, it would be the same. And he said, how could be a person who has such a power to give up life to continue to be Jewish? And he said, because this is the Pshat Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is the Pshat that every single Jewish person having his soul as part of Avraham Avinu. This is Mogen Avraham. Hashem protect that we, all together, every Jewish person is a little bit a spark of Avraham Avinu. This is Mogen Avraham. That is giving the power to continue to be Jewish, even if it is so low, so terrible situation, you know. Even though he could have sometimes the power to really be ready to give up life for this reason to continue to be Jewish. This measure is done, he likes it. At least this point, he will not give up, you know. So, this is the tree, Hodom et Asode again. The fruits who are coming every year, the same fruit. If you are going to plant it in another place, you will regrow another tree. This is the Ho'odom, Mamesh Ho'odom Eishasoy. And there is in Parshas Kedoshim, Tzeli Toiro, Ki Tovo Yol Ores, Ki Akam Tzeli Yisrael, Unetatem Kol Eitzmachot, to plant Eitzmachot. Sholoshonim, the first 3 years of the trees, Arelim, Olo, Lo Yeochem, Yisru Achilo, Yisru Hanoel, very tremendously so. Bashon Arvi, the 4th year started, Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. You have to bring Netarevai, to bring it to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, to eat it betaro, between the walls of Yerushalayim. Now we made a lot of rachmim on Yerushalayim as well, to dam on Yerushalayim, no question about the whole kuyach shebo'elo, to have the kavod of Yerushalayim, yichod rachmim toshu, to think about Hashem will not take away Yerushalayim from Jewish people, in this way waiting so long, and we got it, not to spend it now. Rachmonim, uletatem kolei tzmachon, tzeder orachayim HaKodesh, what the pshat, uletatem kolei tzmachon, he said, Titu Bnei Toiro. This is his Russian. Bnei Toiro. Why Bnei Toiro is similar to Esmachol? Esmachol, very sweet fruit. Everybody could eat it. He'd not be hungry anymore. He'd eat the fruit. And this is Bnei Toiro, to be Mashpi on others. And to tell the story, what happened in the Chachmei Lubim, that we finished. I will share. Once came a very important rabbi from Germany to visit Tishinus Chachmei Lubim by Meir Shapiro. And he asked Meir Shapiro, the whole world is talking about Chachmei Lubim, Shevet Chachmei Lubim, what is the uniqueness of the Yeshiva? What do they want to have in Yeshiva? Something that's to be a new thing. And Meir Shapiro told him, he was a whole Yeshiva stay together. And he asked, maybe one of the boys will answer this question. And one of the boys stayed, and he said it like that. He said, Isartem Erev Shabbos Im Hashecho, Shlosh Adoy Tzahor Adoy. For Shabbos, Dart, Shoshana. Isartem, Eravtem, Adigotana. Isartem, you take off Meiser. And the boy said, we are a Meiser. From every 10 children, 10 boys who want to come to the Shiva, was decided only one was able to come. There are not so many places for the Yeshiva. Every one of us is Meiser. Eravtem, we learn Yeshiva in long years. We come later between the Klal Yisrael to be a part of Klal Yisrael. And Eravtem, Bimeuro, Bimeabrio, to be Meir with Toyo, to Jake Shurim, that's Ravi. What are we going to tell everybody of the people we're walking with them, to learn with them, to teach ourselves, Hadziku Italia, to light the lightening of Toyo for Erev HaKlal Yisrael? That's right.